The land connection is based in central Illinois. Among other things, it would like community-based food systems that provide every farmer a chance to grow food in a sustainable manner. However, founder Tara Brockman acknowledges sustainability can include a broad range of meanings.
I mean, there's a whole continuum of sustainability, and we would like to meet people wherever they are on a continuum and maybe look at the next, you know, best practice or the next step they might take on a continuum of sustainability. I don't think there's anything that's 100% sustainable, but there are better and worse practices.
So when someone says sustainable agriculture to you, what are you thinking? Or when you say sustainable agriculture, what are you saying?
I'm saying it's able to sustain itself with very few or no external inputs, that it's kind of a self-sustaining system where you can grow your own fertilizer, for example, on the farm, where you can have a sort of an ecological system that feeds itself. Able to sustain. I mean, to me, that's what sustainable means. It means you can keep going, not just for your lifetime, even, or the next lifetime. You're not gonna negatively impact the resource base that you're dependent on. So, if you're farming in a way that you're losing soil, you're not gonna be able to sustain that forever. So, we try to emphasize building soil, making the soil better than you found it, not worse. We're trying to say sustainable is using your water resources wisely, or having a system that can absorb your water resources and not just run off.
Are you concerned we're losing some of these resources, this rich soil and the water? Are we losing those in the Midwest?
Oh, yeah. We're losing tons and tons and tons of soil. Last April, I was watching sheets of water come off of fields and across roads and into ditches and down into streams and rivers. And I can't tell you, I mean, I'm sure people could measure the tonnage of soil that we are losing every year, every acre. And that is just, again, not sustainable. And Iowa, when they had the floods, I mean, that was a dramatic example of, literally tons of soil per acre were washing away. And it takes a very long time to you can make soil. It is a renewable resource. But at the rate we're losing it, we're going to run out. So I think that we aren't paying enough attention to the basics.
Is it too late to change, or is there time to, I guess, preserve this rich agricultural land that we have in this region?
It's not too late. In fact, I am heartened every day by some of the young farmers I'm working with, some of the older farmers I work with. It doesn't really matter. But no, it's amazing. My neighbors who farm about 500 acres, livestock grain farm, they went to a nearby farm. Somebody had inherited land after the folks died, but they aren't going to farm that land, so they wanted a nearby person to farm it. And he looked at the soil, and he picked it up, and it was all kind of, you know, he kind of sniffed it and ran it through his fingers, and he said, yep, it's dead. And then he said, but we can bring it back to life. And with sustainable practices, with crop rotations, you can definitely bring soil back to life. The earth wants life. It wants diversity of life. And if you let it, it will.
Can you feel that in soil? You pick up soil, you can tell what type it is and what quality it is?
I'm not as good as very experienced farmers, but you can. A good, rich soil with a lot of organic matter and a lot of life in the soil, it'll be very crumbly and soft, almost like a pillow. You can sink your hand down into it. You know, it has a smell of life, of yeast kind of smell, a clean smell. If you pick up soil that's been, you know, beaten to death with heavy machinery, lots of chemicals, it's very fine and has no smell, and it's almost like cocoa powder. Yes, it's very different. It doesn't clump together. It is more like concrete when it's, you know, hard and dry.
Tara Brockman is founder of the Central Illinois-based organization, The Land Connection. Brockman says she's most familiar with smaller-scale farming, but she believes sustainable agriculture can be practiced on any size farm. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.